Welcome, everybody, to GRC Online Digital Care Group. So happy to have all of you. We want to do a special shout-out right now to everybody who's staying on after service. We recognize that, you know, this does take time for you to stay on and for you to interact with us for Digital Care Group. And we just want to especially acknowledge all of you. And maybe some of you that have stayed on, you're like, oh, this caught me by surprise, Digital Care Group. I didn't realize it was happening. We want to let you know that you can actually watch all of our Digital Care Groups on demand at gracerevonline.com/caregroup. So, you know, no worries at all. If you have plans, if you have something that you've already calendared, you put it on your schedule, and you're like, I can't really stay right now, it's okay. You go to our website, and you can check out every care group we've done, and you can watch it on demand. So just want to thank all of you for joining us. And let's do this. We did this last time, I think, or a couple times ago. Hey, if you could describe how 2024 has been so far with one emoji, I know that's hard to pick one. Why don't you throw it in the chat right now? We could just see and get a little bit of a read of the room and a read of what's been going on in your life, whether it's good or maybe it's been tough, just to kind of see, you know, where the community is at. How has 2024 been so far? I'm seeing emojis right now. I see a dove. I see a face that looks like they have some party type thing, a favor in their mouth. They're blowing with a hat. One of them looks like they're acting kind of silly. All sorts of emojis that are going on in the chat right now. And one of them looks like, I'm trying to understand, they look like they have a little smirk on their face. I'm trying to interpret that one. I think that's up for interpretation. We'll have to, you know, ask the Lord for wisdom on what that one means. One of them is shalom. It's peace. So let's start off believing. Wow. Let's start off believing. What was that? That was like, there's a party happening apparently over here. I don't know what that was all about. But let's believe that there is shalom in your home. How about that? We're believing that there's shalom in every home right now as we're gathered together. And we'd also love to see where you're tuning in from. Would you put that in the chat right now? Where are you tuning in from? We love to see the representation of GRC Online and how many homes the reality of the gospel of grace is in and the finished work of Jesus. It's just such a blessing to see that. We see Connecticut, Canada, Orlando, Florida, Houston, I mean, Alaska, right, guys? It's all over, and it's amazing to see that picture. I love seeing how many homes are affected by the gospel of grace and who we're gathered together with. Right, Lens?
And even just seeing all of these different states, it's from all over the country and in Canada, of how large this community is and how big this GRC family is. So if this is your first time joining us, if you got sent the care group, or maybe you're just catching us after service, but you haven't plugged in yet, just know it's the Lord's heart for you to be plugged into community. So if you haven't joined our digital lobby yet, I encourage you to jump in on there. It really is a family. Everybody prays for each other. You can leave prayer requests. We celebrate with each other. It is just such a beautiful community to be in. We would love to be able to be together all in person, but this is the next best thing that we can offer to replicate that lobby experience that you would get on a Sunday. And also, if you are needing prayer, you could join the digital prayer experience that we have. So there are timely prayers that are recorded by the GRCO leaders and pastors, and it's for all different subjects. So if you need health, health prayers, prayers for finances, for jobs, for relationships, anything that you can think of, that there are these prayers that are previously recorded that you can access anytime. And if you know somebody that is in need of prayer as well, it's very easy to send the link. Just send the link on over to them, and we know that they will be blessed by it.
That's right. And I am so thankful for all of that. And Lindsay and I are joined by no other than our GRC pastoral overseer, Pastor Darren, and Deaconess Jessica. It's good to have you guys and see you guys with all of us for GRC Online Digital Care Group. How are you guys feeling?
Oh, it's just been too long, right, since our last meeting. And I am just so, so thankful we get to meet again today, tonight. And yeah, I believe that, you know, we're going to have such an awesome time together. And this is what fellowship is about. So we're really excited. And thank you so much for being here this evening.
Yes, yes. Good to see all of you. It's awesome, right? When we get together as believers, the Word of God tells us, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren and sisters to gather together. So we're just believing for amazing time. Like however you came in today, wherever you're tuning in today, we just know that the Lord knows where you're at, right? He sees you and He's watching over you. His love is with you. And we just want to represent Pastor Prince's and Wendy's heart to be here with all of you and just like, you know, gather around the Word of God, gather in His presence, gather as in a context of just fellowshipping across time and space and just believing that when we gather together as such, the Lord's presence will just like, you know, cover us with His love, cover us with His shalom, cover us with His favor. Like just so much good will happen when believers come together in faith. Can I have a good amen?
Yeah.
Amen. 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 So good. Love that, Pastor. Very excited for this time. All of you are in for a treat every time we gather. We always do it in such a way where we're wanting to take a recent sermon clip from Pastor Prince and dive into it as a community because it really helps us to, I really believe, together with Pastor Darren, Deaconess Jess, Lindsay, all of you, it helps us to absorb all the nutrients of the truths that were preached by Pastor Prince. That happens in community. It doesn't happen living a solo type of life or an independent type of life. And we just believe that there's a healthy interdependency, not a codependency on people, also not an independency, but an interdependency as we lean on the Lord's love through community, where the Lord loves us to dwell together because it says in Scripture, when we dwell together, there's oil to be received. There's oil to be enjoyed. And the oil is a picture of His Spirit and His anointing. So actually, that's exactly what we're going to be speaking about for Care Group today. We're going to be speaking about the anointing and the importance of the anointing. It's something that was emphasized recently from one of Pastor Prince's sermons. And right now, we're going to go to a clip. It's one of Pastor Prince's recent sermons, and he's going to speak on the anointing. He's going to speak on oil, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have a conversation. And I really believe that as we have that conversation, this is not something that's just natural. It's supernatural, where the Lord is going to impart His heart to each of you in a very unique and personal way. So let's check out this clip from Pastor Prince, and we'll come back, and we'll discuss it some.
You need the anointing. All right, anointing on your bed, wherever you live. Bible says that Paul, Jesus, I was going to show you that in the upper room, in chapter 14, Jesus says in verse 12, He says, truly, truly, I say to you, the works that I do, you'll do also. And greater works than this you will do. You know why? I go to my Father. Greater works. So watch this. You need the anointing for the greater works. Right? How do I get the anointing, Pastor? I'm coming to the best part here. Notice, David says, I have been anointed with fresh oil. Where do you get it? A song for the Sabbath day. Every Shabbat, they go to the synagogue. Right? For us, it's the Lord's Day. You need to get fresh anointing every Lord's Day. I draw that from this principle. And anoint, what's anointing, Pastor Prince? You know when your door creaks, it makes a lot of noise. You put in oil. And then what happened? Notice, there's such a flow. When you do things with anointing, whether it's your business or anything that you do, or parenting, anything, there's an effortless ease. You know oil on your body? It's an effortless ease. When you put oil, like bodybuilders and all that, you know, they use, it looks nicer even, right? Shining. But not just that. It makes everything smooth and easy. Effortless ease. If you're parenting with anointing, there's an effortless ease. If you're doing your business with the anointing, there's effortless ease, all right? But where do you get the anointing? Fresh oil? Fresh oil is fresh because you just got it from the Lord's day, on the Lord's day in the church. You're going out here with fresh oil. And not only that, every time you come to church, like what I said just now, you'll be healthier and you'll live long. Because this psalm ends with those who are planted in the house of the Lord. Planted! All right, shall flourish in the courts of our God. Courts is outside. You want to prosper outside? You want to flourish outside? Be planted in the house. The secret of success outside is actually inside. Be planted. Not just going along. I come as and when I come. If I don't feel like it, I don't feel like it. Today rain, so I didn't come. No. The plant is planted, whether it's rain or sunshine, or it's planted. Those who are planted shall flourish in the courts of our God. Now, it's not over yet. It says what? They shall still, I love this, bear fruit in old age. The word old is not there in the Hebrew. Yeah, you can see it's old. But see, the word there is advanced. Advanced age. So you don't have to be old just because your age is advancing. You'll still bear fruit. They shall be fresh and flourishing. You know what's fresh? Full of oil. Full of sap. Full of oil. Full of the anointing oil. And flourishing. And the Hebrew word here is green. You will always be young.
Amen. Who receives that? Always be young. I'm receiving that.
I feel like I listen to that clip, Josh, over and over again. What do you think?
I know.
We heard it recently, but still just hearing Pastor talk about it, experiencing the anointing, even as we get it here, I really believe that for every single person that is taking time to listen to this, that you will leave this session together and time together with a fresh anointing. Can I have a good amen? With fresh oil in every situation in your life. Like what Pastor was talking about, right? With the anointing and the power of God, things become easy. So whatever situation you're dealing with that feels a little bit insurmountable, you know, like a mountain, you know, a challenge, an obstacle, whatever is in your way to the breakthrough that you're believing for, I just believe that when we come together, you know, today for a digital care group, like the Lord will just, you know, in a fellowship of believers, of like-minded believers, believers who are, you know, founded and anchored on the gospel of grace, that you will receive fresh oil for your situation.
Amen. That's right. And I think that that's the special thing is sometimes it doesn't feel like it's something brand new, but we're not going for something brand new. We're going for something fresh. And you can hear the same thing over and over again, but it becomes fresh. The Holy Spirit highlights it. He emphasizes it. And I have found under Pastor Prince's ministry that this specific thing, what we're discussing right now, has actually marked Lindsay and I in the trail and the path and the road that we've traveled. It has not been our smarts, has not been our intellect, definitely hasn't been our own blood, sweat, and tears, but it's definitely been the blood, sweat, and tears of Jesus. And it's also been these special moments where we're leaning into the Lord's love for us in our own time, but then we bring that time that we spent with the Lord into the context of coming together on the Lord's day. And that's where that fresh oil is released and there's an emphasis. And I think that with that emphasis comes confidence that He is in it. You're in the right place at the right time. You don't need to strive. You don't need to earn this. Just continue to stay in the flow. And it really resonates with me quite a bit, this topic that we're talking about, because, you know, my background is being a mechanic and oil is pretty important when we talk about mechanics. How many of you know if, you know, your oil plug, for the tank, right? If that is stripped and it comes out and you have no oil in your motor, that motor is full of power, but actually without any oil, all the parts are going to get worn down and the motor is going to seize. And so there's so many different things that I can think about when we're talking about oil. Pastor Prince talking about on the door hinges. I mean, I'm thinking about the Tin Man and Wizard of Oz right now. You know, I mean, he couldn't move. He was paralyzed because there was no oil. There was no lubricant there, right? And so I'm just thinking about doors, though. Well, something maybe I just want to throw out there is I'm thinking about how Pastor Prince said, when you put oil on door hinges, all of a sudden you don't have to force that door open. It just swings. And it doesn't make a noise either when it swings. What does that noise speak of? Maybe frustrations and things. You know, and for me, I'm just thinking about my life and my background with Lindsay and when we worked in the secular workforce, and maybe, you know, there was some desires in our hearts to have, you know, a different role in an organization or a place. You can approach it one of two ways primarily. It's either you approach the man that you know that you need to curry favor with in order to get that position, or so you think at least, or you approach the man who's at the right hand of God, Jesus himself, who's our great high priest. Enjoy the relationship you have with him, and then let him put the oil on the hinges of that door so that when he opens the door, no man can shut it. And when he shuts the door, no man can open it because it's the oil that he puts on those door hinges. So I'm just thinking of, if you're believing maybe right now for a certain position at a job or something's on your heart, it doesn't happen by force. That brings me to this verse I just wanted to share, and it goes in alignment with this, and it's in Zechariah 4:6, and we know it really well, and it says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." And in that whole verse or that area of scripture, actually, it also speaks about the oil. It starts referring to and referencing olive trees and oil. And, you know, when you hear about God's spirit being emphasized in scripture, close by is a mention of oil many times. Because I think a lot of times, like, I can't understand how I'm going to make this happen. I'm trying to force this door open. I'm getting frustrated. What do I have to do to open this door? And I think a lot of times it's like, that's exactly it. We're thinking, what do we have to do, instead of leaning on the Lord himself and allowing his spirit, which is his spirit, he is mighty and powerful. So it's not by your might, it's not by your power, but it's by God's spirit. But let's never think that God's spirit is not mighty and it's not powerful. So I was just thinking of the comparison of my strength in comparison to the anointing. And when I think about anointing, as Pastor Prince is preaching on this, I'm thinking of God's ability, his strength, the way he does things. And sometimes God's ways are not very predictable. Actually, they're pretty unpredictable. If you would have asked me, would I predict that I'd be sitting here in a mustard-colored chair with my wife in another room with Pastor Darren, Deaconess Jess, and all of you, having fun talking about Pastor Prince's sermon, the person who God used to bless me and my wife and our whole family tree 15 years ago through a book, Destined to Reign, I don't think I'd be able to predict that this would be the scenario right now. So my encouragement for all of you listening right now is, I think it's an opportunity to stop doing math and start resting in God's love for us and enjoying that relationship and see him anoint and smear his oil on those door hinges that we're hoping to see open.
And just as you were talking about the ease versus that, you know, that creakiness that we can have sometimes, it reminded me of probably a week and a half ago, after the pastors had picked out this clip that we were going to share tonight. And it was a Saturday night, getting the kids ready for bed and everything. And that night, our son just decided not to sleep. So he was up all night long, kept running into the room, and he just pokes me and then, you know, runs back out. So I follow him to try to figure out what's going on. And then Sunday morning comes and I'm like, I am going to get to the house and I'm going to get my anointing. Like I'm going, I need that fresh oil. Like, let's go. And we were scheduled to be at the campus that's a little bit further from our house. So 40-minute drive with the same little guy who didn't sleep also gets car sick. So we finally get to church and he's complaining he has a bellyache and he doesn't want to go in with the other kids. He wants to stay with us. So immediately I feel that frustration. Like, I am trying, I am laboring to enter into rest. I need my fresh oil. And I realized I was trying so hard to be a Mary that I turned into a Martha in that moment. And then I finally was like, okay, I'm just going to let him sit next to us. And I was fully expecting to not be able to enjoy the service. Like, he's going to keep asking for things and everything. And to my surprise, his belly felt better right away as soon as the service started. So he didn't have to go into the children's church. And I was like, oh, he was just faking. So I could have made that decision. No, you're going in now. I know you're fine, but I let him stay with us. And he was amazing. He worshiped. He actually sat and listened to the service. He didn't need anything to keep him busy. And then I felt like the Lord was like, okay, do you see what I'm trying to teach you here? Like, where was your area of creakiness? Like, where did you need that oil? That it was in my parenting. So it's just kind of a call out, not that I need to be condemned, that I was missing it, or that I realized I was having a lack mentality, like there wasn't enough supply to bless me and to bless my son that Sunday, but just feeling the Lord's love for me, like, okay, that I have that anointing for you as well. So just realizing, you know, our areas of creakiness, it could be something different for everyone else, but when you are feeling that striving and trying to do things in your own strength, and you're constantly getting frustrated in one area, maybe that's where you need to bring it to the Lord and have him pour that fresh oil onto those areas. So I just thought it was like a on time as I'm trying to prepare for this care group that the Lord was preparing my heart. Like, hey, can I show you some things first? So it's just, you know, you feel the Lord's love in those moments.
I love the way that, you know, Lindsay always makes it so wonderful when, you know, she takes a spiritual teaching and then, you know, it's so practical for her, and the, you know, examples and analogies that she, you know, just shares with us is always such a blessing. And Lindsay, I've been sharing continuously, you know, with people I meet about your, you know, sharing on how, what prepared, you know, everything's been prepared, but, you know, what's our role to prepare what's been prepared, right? It's been such a blessing to everyone that hears that, you know, and it becomes so practical and easy, you know, for our daily lives. And thank you so much for that again today. And, you know, I've just been so blessed by Pastor Prince in this sermon on Psalms 92, when he speaks about the anointing oil and how, you know, the anointing is necessary for us to be able to do the greater works. And, you know, someone put that in the chat and I totally agree. But, you know, the one thing that has really, really kind of caught my heart, even as Pastor was, you know, sharing about Psalms 92, is this youthfulness, right? Staying young and staying youthful. And, you know, it's not even about a numerical number, age, or, you know, but it's really the youthfulness of our hearts that I felt like, you know, the Lord just loves to just, you know, remind us of, because in heaven, there is no aging, right? And so, you know, Pastor Prince has even shared that, you know, he had a clear revelation that, you know, why does, you know, why do we sometimes see God, our Father, Heavenly Father, as an old, you know, like man in white hair? But, you know, there is usefulness even in heaven. So Jesus brought heaven down to earth. And I just feel like he wants us to be youthful. And I believe that from the youthfulness of our heart, it actually translates into our mind, our soul, and finally, even our bodies. And we will see that renewal of youth. So I've been very, very blessed by, you know, this reminder to stay youthful, because I also remember when, you know, we're in our young, you know, numerical age, it was so much easier to believe, right? Like we would embrace, you know, the truth much easier, and we would be excited. And then as, you know, you progress, you start to become cynical, right? And I don't think, you know, that spirit is of, you know, our Heavenly Father. And maybe that's why it's important for us to stay youthful. And I'm just so blessed because in Psalms 103, it reminds us that we're not to forget the Lord's benefits, right? Of the finished work of our Lord Jesus, the grain, the new wine, and the oil. That, you know, we don't forget that we've been forgiven, we've been healed of all, we've been restored, and, you know, that the Lord crowns us with his loving kindness and tender mercies every moment, and that he renews our youth. Amen? So, you know, I just felt like this was something the Lord wanted every one of us here to just catch. Regardless of whatever that numerical number is, we remain and stay youthful. And that when we do that, and as we wait, you know, there's this beautiful Isaiah 40, 31 that says even the youth in the natural, the youth can even faint, right? But those who wait on the Lord, they shall have their youth renewed and soar as eagles. And so I just felt like, you know, really, really excited and encouraged that I believe that we're going to go through this effortless transformation. It's going to be so anointed. It'll be so effortless and with so much ease because of the anointing that we will remain youthful. Amen? Spirit, amen. Soul, and body. And, amen. You know, there is this beautiful, you know, verse in Ephesians 2, which I've never come across, although I've read Ephesians 2, many times before, but I just wanted to share, you know, that throughout the coming ages, we will be the visible display of the infinite riches of his grace and kindness. Isn't that beautiful? That's a promise. It's a secure and confident expectation that we can have and expect of the Lord, which was showered upon us in Christ Jesus. And that in verse 10, I love it. Passion Translation. And it's, we have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us, for we are joined to Jesus, the anointed one. So, you know, from Sunday to Sunday and throughout the days in the week, we come to Jesus. We look to him, the anointed one, for the oil of anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. And, you know, it is done. It's a finished work. It's already completed. We just get to enjoy the benefits of all that our Lord Jesus has done so that today we can live it by faith and have a song in our heart. And it's so important that we have a song in our heart. You know, I know youth, they love worship and they love to be, you know, in the presence of the Lord with their worship. We all should be that way, and we should have a song in my heart. And I remember my husband, Caleb, he would always, you know, like when he hears me sing a tune, he'll say, ah, you're happy today. So yes, we are. We have a happy God, right? So let's keep a song and a tune in our heart of worship for the one who came and gave his life for us. Amen? Yeah. So yeah. Just be blessed and stay youthful.
Wow. So good. So good, Jessica. Well, I just want to talk about how every time you come to Digital Care Group, you will leave with fresh oil. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. And how many of you here, this is watching and tuning in today, like would like to grow in the anointing? Put up your hands. If you're here and you say, Lord, I've heard Pastor Josh share, I've heard Lindsay share, I've heard Jessica share so beautifully, but Lord, today, I want to grow in the anointing.
Yes.
Right? I want to grow and increase in experiencing the Lord's anointing in every area of your life. If that's you, put up your hands, put up your hands in the chat. Say, Lord, that's me. Mark me Lord, to grow and increase in experiencing the Lord's anointing. Well, I've news for you today that the secret to growing in anointing is really powerful, but actually really, really simple. Because our Lord, Jesus Christ is not his last name. Christ means the anointed one, right? So the secret to growing in the anointing is Jesus. When you are in close proximity to Jesus, say Jesus in the chat. Say Jesus. You know, when you are in close proximity to Jesus, you will touch and experience his anointing. Like, you're not like, oh Lord, I want this anointing. I've seen people crying out for the anointing, saying, Lord, if I had the anointing that destroys the yoke, my life will be better. But I'm here today to just share that anointing is found in the person of Jesus, right? I love it that this year, the theme of this year is us living in the upper room. We're not trying to be in the upper room. With Jesus and his finished work, we're not trying to be anointed. As long as we're close and associated in the throne room, in the upper room with our Lord Jesus, you will experience the anointing that destroys the yoke. So put this in the chat. Anointing comes by association. Anointing comes by association. When you associate with the Lord Jesus, when you are in close proximity to the shepherd, you will experience the anointing that destroys every bondage, every addiction, every fear, every anxiety, every disease, every infirmity, every weakness. That's the anointing of the Lord. So I just have one word for you today. Stay close to the shepherd. Amen. Psalms 23 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Are the enemies present? They're present. But the Lord prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And what does the psalm go on to say? You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When you stay close to the anointed one, when you stay close to the shepherd, right, his fresh oil will come upon you. Can I have a good amen? So even in the in the shepherding times, right, in the Middle East, the shepherd will anoint the sheep with oil. And what does that do, right? It prevents all the attacks of the enemy. All the flies that want to attack the sheep and plant all their, you know, wrong belief and wrong thoughts and fears and lay eggs in their nostrils and ears and everything. With the oil upon the head of the sheep is protected. So when you're close to the shepherd, he anoints your head with oil. All that wrong believing, all those depressive thoughts, fearful thoughts, you know, even people who are dealing with suicidal thoughts, when you are in close proximity to the shepherd, he anoints your head with that fresh oil. Your cup runs over. And the result is surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. So this year in Living in the Upper Room, again, we're not trying. Say we're not trying. We're not trying to be in the upper room, right? We are qualified by the blood to live in the upper room. Amen? So we're in this upper room, experience the anointing. And how do you do that? Be close to the shepherd. Look forward to finding anointed preaching because the Word of God is anointed. The Word of God is living and powerful. And who is the Word made flesh? Jesus Christ Himself. So the Word, there's anointing in the Word of God. So if you're going through something, surround yourself with anointed preaching. I personally recommend Pastor Prince's preaching. Put it on YouTube, keep it running. You may not even be listening closely to the sermon, or it could be a sermon you've heard a million times, but surround your household with anointed preaching. Surround your household with anointed worship. Do you know how when David played the harp skillfully, even the demons that were oppressing, right? You're feeling oppressed? Even the demons that were oppressing Saul, when David played with a great anointing, what happened? The spirit, the evil spirit has to flee. So if you're dealing with any form of oppression, surround yourself with anointed preaching, surround yourself with anointed worship. And in the presence of the anointed one, that anointing will destroy the yoke. And I really believe, right, like as you spend time worshiping the Lord in His presence, enjoying anointed worship, being around anointed word, the anointed preached word, you will truly go out and do greater works. Amen? You will truly, like, don't, if you just pay attention to like, how do I want to do more greater works for you, Lord, but you're not first in the anointing, you're not first in His presence. Because David did not end up slaying Goliath in the valley of Elah just out of nowhere. He came from the fields. He was close to, he was shepherding his flock, but he was with his shepherd. He was worshiping, he was meditating, he was psalming, he was writing, he was in the anointed presence. So when he came to the valley of Elah, and he saw all these trained soldiers, right, Pastor Josh? All these trained soldiers, and they were in fear.
Yeah.
They heard the cry of the giant day and night, day and night, day and night. Yeah. But they weren't hearing the anointed one speaking his anointing and power. They weren't hearing the words of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Even saying the word Jesus, even in this place, as I'm saying that right now, right, there is anointing, there is a power. Right, but that's where David was. He was in the presence of the anointed one. He was in the presence of the Lord. And when he came onto the valley of Elah, we all want to slay our Goliaths. Amen. We all want to slay our giants. Amen. But not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And when we're associated and in close proximity to the Lord, your giants will come down. The walls will come down. The fears will come down. The oppression, the evil spirits, they have to depart. Sickness has no power over your body because the work is finished. By His stripes, we have been healed. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So good. Love that, Pastor. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Wow. I mean, even right now, I just feel like, I don't know. I'm sure many of you sense even right now that the Lord is already doing something very special. And I think that while Deaconess Jess and Lindsay and Pastor Darren just shared so well and broke down some things that are really sticking out to them, I really believe it's speaking personally to each person. And I really feel like this, one of the things that are sticking out to me that has been emphasized in this conversation is this is not something that's far off. This is not something that you have to qualify for and be some sort of a special person or only the person that's on the platform who's preaching has. This is something that's been given to every believer because you've been brought near by the blood of Jesus. And I love how Pastor Darren was just emphasizing, this is not about an it, it's about a person. This is about coming back to our relationship with the Lord, back to our relationship with Jesus, the anointed one. And when you're hanging out with him, he rubs off on you. And that's actually, anointing means to smear with oil. And he's smearing you as you're hanging out with him and taking advantage of the proximity that you have with him in relationship because of what he did for you at the cross. And I just want everybody in this moment just to picture themselves. You are near. You've been brought near by the blood of Jesus, not by your behavior, but by his blood. So let's not resort to behavior in order to experience more anointing. Let's take advantage of what the blood has done for us, which is it has brought us near. And Pastor Prince has taught this too. All throughout ceremonial activities, when it comes to the tabernacle, all throughout the Old Testament, there was blood put on certain parts of the body. And right after the blood was put, the anointing soon followed. The oil followed. The blood was put, then the oil came. And so the blood of Jesus has already been shed and been applied to you once and for all. And now we have opportunity to lean into experiencing the anointed one and him rubbing off on us and then approaching the situation, approaching our kids, approaching whatever that job situation looks like, whatever that financial thing is looking like right now. There's many different issues represented right now, and the Lord will give you creative, new, fresh ideas that don't come from your might. They don't come from your power. They don't come from your intellectual know-how. It comes by his spirit and his anointing and just hanging out with Jesus. So I just feel like we're going to really be experiencing that in this care group and in this time. And we'd love to even step into a time, right, Pastor Darren?
Yes.
Together for some ministry.
Yes, the presence of the Lord is here. You know, when we get it in this place, whether you're watching, wherever you're watching this, the presence of the Lord is here. The anointed one is here. Jesus is here. Yeah. So as we fellowship together and we gather together, let's just, you know, put up whatever prayer request you have, right? Whether it's for yourself, it's for a loved one. Let's really, you know, come together. You know, let's take advantage of the corporate anointing that is here, right? We all have our space where we have, you know, a special time with the Lord. But there's something special when believers gather together. There is a corporate anointing. Mm-hmm. It is strengthened. That's why it's so important for you to be part of Digital Care Group. It's so important to for us to be making coming to church, right, a priority on Sunday, right? Whether it's online or in person, so important to find a way to come together on a Sunday. Prioritize the Word of God. Prioritize the Lord. And not come up with all kinds of excuses to, like, you know, because the enemy will find ways for us to miss church. Mm. Right? So, but the Lord wants us to come together, as Pastor Prince was talking about, coming on Sunday to receive fresh oil. Yeah. So every time we're missing out on church, we shouldn't feel condemned. We should be feeling like, hey, we're missing out on fresh oil. Right? So I want to encourage you all, you know, we talk about greater works, right? You know, Josh, Lindsay, and Jessica, but I just want to encourage y'all to, like, even this Sunday, could we just think of one person that we can invite to join us for church this Sunday, right? One person that you can connect with and share them, you know, a digital care group session, right? Invite them to the lobby. Like, that's the greater work, right? Not just experiencing the anointing and presence of the Lord for ourselves, but bringing people along and let them experience this power, right? You know, someone who's unwell, invite them to church. Invite them to be in the presence of the anointed preaching of God's word, anointed worship. Amen?
Amen.
Lindsay, should we just begin to pray? And Jess, should we just begin to pray for all the prayer requests that we're seeing coming up in the chats?
Right. Right. I see for there's a few people that are praying, that are putting in prayers for other people, which is so beautiful, that to stand in faith in this moment for somebody else. So, Father, we just thank you so much. We thank you for the prayers that are here. We thank you for the salvation of these young people that Paul is putting in the chat right now. We thank you that you are touching their hearts. We thank you that you are warming their hearts and drawing them close to you, Lord. We thank you that you went to the cross with these specific people in mind, Lord, that you did it for them, Lord. So we thank you for Paul, that you are touching him as he just wants these people to experience your goodness and your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you that truly it's just so simple that we just need to believe that at the cross, Lord, you took every stripe that was meant for us in our place, so that today, Lord, we can believe that by your stripes we are healed. Whatever the lying symptoms, be it GERD, be it acid reflux, be it even anything more serious, conditions of chronic illnesses, and anything that is, you know, causing our bodies to be just not what it should be. Lord, we just thank you. We, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pluck out every of these lying symptoms and cast them into the sea where they belong, never to return. For your work is perfect and completed. And Lord, we thank you that these symptoms shall not return, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Maybe you guys should just take some time in your homes right now. Let's pray in the Spirit. And let's just enjoy the beautiful thing that we have, the Holy Spirit. He lives in us, and there's an anointing in us and an anointing upon us. Even right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's all about you, Lord. Lord, I thank you that even people right now who have felt like what we're talking about is has been lofty to them in times past and unrelatable, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you're relating it to them in such a way that is so personal and unique. Even right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, with all the prayer requests that are coming out right now in the chat, when it comes to even people who are dealing with feeling oppressed, demonic oppression, and hearing voices and things, Lord, I thank you. It's your anointing that destroys every yoke. And right now, we proclaim the anointing of Jesus Christ, and we proclaim his finished work right now. And we just thank you, Lord, that the victory is ours right now. We exalt your name. Let us exalt his name together. And Lord, we do that right now. We thank you that every spirit is even fleeing right now, every oppression, every dark thought, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that the anointing destroys every yoke, Lord. We're not striving, we're not earning, we're not trying to get near to you. We are near, and we thank you that that's enough for everything that is trying to come against us to melt off of us like hot wax on a burning candle, Lord. And I thank you that your love is being made real to many people right now, people that feel like, I don't qualify for this. Who am I? I can't believe for this. Lord, I thank you that they're catching a revelation and an impartation in this moment right now, that they qualify by the blood that was shed for them at the cross. So Lord, I thank you for people who are even just right now experiencing mind games and just disqualifying themselves from the greater things that you have for them. Lord, I thank you that they are rising up right now, not in their own confidence, but Lord, confident in your love for them, boldly approaching your throne of grace, and then walking into the situation and seeing that doors are just being effortlessly opened through them enjoying their relationship with Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now that your Spirit is mighty and your Spirit is active and present to point every person tuned in right now, no matter what the situation is, to Jesus and his finished work. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise.
Lord, we thank you for every single person that's listening to this right now. We thank you for every prayer request that we see it's coming on the chats. Every prayer for every family, every household, every relationship, those who are believing for their loved ones for healing, those who are believing for their children you know, their grown children to even make good decisions. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that every house and every person that is here is precious to your heart.
Yeah.
It's close to your heart. And Lord, just thank you, Lord, that even today they will experience a fresh encounter and experience of your deep and personal love for them. In this very crowded, distracted, and noisy world, that they have a shepherd that is personal, that is watching over them and knows every single detail in their household, and that you are for them and with them, and your anointing is upon their house. And all they have to do is reach out and open their hearts by faith to receive that healing breakthrough. So we speak forth, Lord, an anointing to just destroy every sickness and disease that is plaguing any person that's listening to this. Whether it's a back condition, you know, I'm just sensing the Lord's presence is healing people with like joint conditions. All throughout this digital care group, I've just been feeling in my heart that the Lord is just like the anointing oil. You know, it's making everything smooth. Whatever inflammation that's causing joints to be inflamed, in Jesus' name right now, Lord, we speak forth your powerful and healing anointing to heal and just cause this joint pains, right, all around their body, from their knees to their shoulders to, you know, every part of their body. Lord, I just thank you for in their back, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for relief in Jesus' name for joint conditions. All inflammation ceases in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that as your healing power is released, we just thank you that it is so easy in your presence to receive, that we don't have to, you know, beg the shepherd. But because of the shepherd's love, all we have to do is receive. Receive and receive. That your desire to heal us is even greater than our desire to be healed. So we just speak forth, Lord, your healing anointing in every condition. I saw someone posted something in the chats about, you know, believing God to restore their vision. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for anointing that restores their eyesight physically. In Jesus' name, anyone that's dealing with a blurry eye condition, just a eye pain, or just I see someone who's even struggling to just like, you know, keep their eyes open for a long time. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for your healing in Jesus' name and restoration. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you love your flock. You love your sheep. You love your people. That the multitudes that are gathered around GRC Online, they are not sheep without a shepherd.
Yes.
There's a shepherd in this house that as a part of GRC, Grace Revolution Church Online, that, you know, across time and space, that there is a shepherd. There are shepherds that you appointed in this house, you know, in Jesus' name, that the people are not alone and scattered. So Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for anyone that's just feeling scattered in their own life, Lord, that they find home and find a place here in this church, that in this house that they are appointed to the chief shepherd, but also they're able to receive from the shepherds that you've appointed in this house, Lord. In Jesus' name. And as we gather together, this sweet anointing that is present will just continue to destroy every yoke, every addiction, and every fear, and every trauma in Jesus' name. Just people dealing with traumas in their past, just struggling to let go of the past. The Lord says, you have a wonderful and bright and glorious future. There's so much more to look forward to what's ahead than to let your heart dwell in the mistakes of the past. The days ahead of you, my friend, are so much more glorious, so much more powerful, so much more beautiful. God has so much in store for your future that truly your greatest and most glorious days are in front of you. So let not your heart, my friend, dwell in the past. Let not your heart dwell even in the good things in the past. Oh, those good days behind me. Oh, those good glory days, that the best days are behind. No, my friend, the Lord says, the glory days are in front of you. Lift up your heads, lift up your eyes, see with spiritual eyes and hear with spiritual ears that the best is in front of you, and follow the shepherd. He's leading the way. Let's not go our own way. Every single day, there's an anointing to follow the shepherd. And as you follow and stay close to where the shepherd is leading you, if the shepherd is leading you to rest, rest. If the shepherd is leading you to listen to a particular sermon, listen. If the shepherd is speaking to you about this particular song, this worship song, he wants to minister to your heart, pause. Let's not busy our lives with more activity, but let's busy our lives with just being in his presence, in his anointing. Amen. And truly, as you follow the shepherd, that anointing, that sweet anointing, it is a fruit. It surrounds you. His presence brings the anointing. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 I think it's amazing. Well, we don't want to exit out of this moment. It's kind of hard to do that. What a blessed time being together with all of you. What an amazing time. And I think even as we're talking about the anointing and recognizing the anointing is the revealing of the anointed one and what we get to enjoy with the anointed one, the person of Jesus, we'd love to hear, because I really believe that something special was happening in many homes too. We'd love to hear what it was that happened to give God the glory, you know, because that's what it's all about. I was just listening to the Bible and Luke, and Jesus healed the lepers, and he said, yeah, where are the nine that were healed? There's the one that came back, and he said the purpose of the one coming back was to bring glory to God. And I just want to just encourage all of us that when we do come back into the lobby and we share what did happen in our body, what happened in our situation, we're giving Jesus all the glory. We're giving him all the praise.
Amen.
And we're encouraging one another. Just like Pastor Darren said, we're not alone. You may feel alone, but you're not alone. You're together with us, and we're dwelling together in unity around the person of Jesus, specific to how the Lord's leading us here at GRC Online. And it says it's like the oil fall on the head, down the beard. And it says, there the Lord has commanded the blessing. And we're speaking a blessing over all of you at GRC Online. We love each of you. Just know it's our heart to connect with each and every one of you. We see your comments. We see you coming in the lobby. We see the praise reports. We see the prayer requests. We know that for some of you, the manifestation has been taken longer than expected. Our heart goes out to you. We empathize with you. But we know that your forecast, according to scripture, because you're righteous, is brighter and brighter. Can I get a good amen if you believe that in the chat? We love you so much here at GRC Online. Pastor Darren, Deaconess Jess, Lindsay, myself, all of us. We've had such a good time. We love doing this, and we can't wait to do it again. But in the meantime, continue to join us on the Lord's Day on Sunday. Come to church. Take advantage of the anointed worship, the anointed word, the word that's revealing the anointed one, Jesus, the worship that's centered around the anointed one, Jesus, every Sunday and also Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. We have our midweek. Join us in the lobby, digital prayer experience. We got many different opportunities for us to dwell together in unity right here at GRC Online. We can't wait to see you again. Love you. God bless you guys.